Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel 10:3 more on Hotzah and the general principles that govern it. This Mishnah really teaches us one of the rules of Melechus Masheves, the requirement that when one does a Melacha, it's done in a normal way, an intelligent way, a productive way, an efficient way. So the point of our Mishnah here will simply be that if you carry something in a weird way, you won't be liable. Here is the Mishnah inside. Hamotzi, if one does Hotzah, taking an object from inside his to outside. Bein b'yamino, it doesn't matter if he's holding in his right hand, bein b'smola, or his left hand. B'toch cheko, or if he's holding in his chek. I like to translate chek as the folds of his clothing. Sometimes we'll see chek translated as breast, bosom, and sometimes we'll see it translated as lap. For our purposes in the 21st century, think of it as like a breast pocket of your jacket. The point is, that's where you keep stuff. Okay, so wherever it is, that's the way you carry things. And therefore it's normal. Oel katefo, or you transfer it with the thing on your shoulder. Again, a normal way of doing things. In all those cases, chayiv, you'll be liable if you do the hotzah in that way. Sheken masa b'nei kahas, because that's the way people transfer things, as is indicated by the b'nei kahas. Kahas were one of the three Levite families who were charged with carrying the various parts of the Mishkan. They carried the most important parts, including the menorah, etc., and they were required to carry them by hand, though using wagons, etc. And then Pasuk actually says they carry them on their shoulders. So this is to hearken back to the point that the parameters of malachas for us are patterned on what happens in the Mishkan. So they had to carry things in the Mishkan, like B'nei Kahat did the carrying, and they carried it in a normal way. In contrast, if one did it in an unusual way, so either this means the Mishnah says, Kala'achar Yado. So if you include the kaf there, Kala'achar Yado means it's an idiom, and it means in a backhanded way, meaning in a weird, unusual way, as maybe you're familiar with the Kilchos Mukta we discussed before, Kala'achar Yad, doing it in a backhanded and unusual way. Many have the gears of simply La'achar Yado, meaning on the back of his hand. Imagine, you know, carrying a wallet balanced on the back of your hand. That's really weird, of course, and not very efficient and not normal, and therefore if one would carry it on the back of his hand or in any abnormal way, including the following list: Baraglo, carrying it on his foot; Befiv, carrying it in his mouth; Bemarpeko, the marpek, according to Rashi, is the armpit; according to Tosos, is the elbow pit, what's technically referred to as the antecubital fossa, if you really want to look it up, but that place between, you know, the other side of your elbow, where the little, you can hold something there. Ba'azno, in your ear; Bisaro, in your hair; Bapundaso. Let me stop there for a second. So all these things, the idea is that it's not normal to transfer things on your foot or in your mouth or in your armpit or in your ear or in your hair. And therefore, it's weird. And that being the case, you're going to be exempt when the Mishnah says in the minute the punchline. Let me speak out for a second that there are certain things that are normal to be carried in these ways. In other words, the way one carries shopping bags is indeed in his elbow pit, and the way that one carries his headphones is in his ear, etc. So if you'd be transferring those things in the normal way, you definitely would be liable. Okay? The Mishnah continues to talk about now the pundaso. So pundas is one of two possible things. The bartender learns it's a money belt, so I think the way to imagine it, at least the way I imagine it, is think of a sash folded in half. So it makes like some little pouch. You could stick stuff inside that pouch and wrap it around and tie it around your body. Super simple. You can keep money inside there, etc. The Rambam learns that the pundas is the like a undershirt to collect sweat. Since you only have one garment on the outside, you wear undershirt to sort of, you can do laundry with undershirt much easier. Whatever the case is, if, let's just go back to the sash, the money belt sash idea. So the point is, upia lamata, if you have folded your money belt thing upside down, so it opens downwards, well, that's a strange thing to do because the money will fall out. And that being the case, if you store your money in the money belt upside down and walk it, carry it that way, that'll be weird. Kalachiyat. Bein pundaso lachaluko. And similarly, if you shove in the money that you're, or whatever it is that you're carrying on Shabbos, between your money belt and your chaluk. A chaluk, often translated simply as a shirt, and you can think of it that way if you want. For now, the point is that That's not a normal way to place, carry things between your undershirt and your shirt. It can fall out there, of course. And that's the idea. A chaluk, probably depending on where they lived, looks something like the jalabiya. Think of, you know, how, if you think of how Egyptians or Bedouins or Sudanese people dressed, Yemenite people dressed, it's kind of long, looks like a nightgown, you know? So something like that. So again, you have that's what they're wearing, and that's a chaluk. And beneath it, they're the money belts. If you stick whatever you're carrying between the two, it's not very stable, not normal, and therefore you'd be putter. Ubisfas chaluko, same goes if you carry it in the hem of your chaluk. So that means, think of this nightgown, jalabiya thing. At the bottom, there's a hem, it turns up. So you could put something inside there and carry it. Again, that would be some kind of silly thing to do because it can fall out easily, but if you do, you'll be putter because it's weird. Bisandalo, if you carry it in your, b'min'alo uvisandalo, if you carry it in your min'al is your shoe, and your sandal is your sandal. They're the same basic thing. A min'al, a shoe, has like a soft leather bottom, like our shoes more, if you will. A sandal essentially has a hard leather bottom that you strap onto your foot, you know, like a sandal. So similar, the point is it's not normal to keep your stuff in your shoes. And then therefore, if you keep something in your shoe or in other things on the list from before and transfer it in that way, you'll be potter, meaning it's like every time it says potter, it's forbidden to do. But you technically have not fulfilled all the criteria for Melech's Machshavas. It wasn't the normal way of doing things, the efficient way of carrying something. And that being the case, you'll be exempt from Machatas, Shlohotzi, Kaderech HaMotzian, because you didn't transfer this object that you were carrying in the way that normal people do transfer objects. And this principle of carrying things the normal way, they will carry over, if you'll forgive the expression, to other Malachas. Every Malacha that's done in an abnormal way will be lacking in the requirements for Melech's Machshavas, and therefore will be pater of al-asr, meaning one may not do it, but if one did do it, he would not be liable for a chatas.